From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Marty Derlin.
The loss of all live music is just a tragedy, in my opinion. That's one of the worst things about all of this, is there's nothing like live music. I mean, recorded music is great, but it's a slim substitute for music being made right in the moment. It'll never, ever be just like that again. And there's just this energy about it that is, there's nothing like it. So it's hard.
Executive Director Barbara Faulkner announced in May that the Mendocino Music Festival was canceling its 34th season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That meant that the huge tent erected every July on the Mendocino Headlands would not go up, and the orchestra of 80 world-class musicians would not play for the capacity audience of 830 music lovers. Three orchestral concerts, one opera, a chamber orchestra series, and a piano series also would not happen, not to mention the performances of blues musician Otis Taylor, the French-Canadian group Le Vent du Nord, or the big band playing the music of Stevie Wonder.
Now, I'm really happy about what we are doing, though, which, you know, this would just be such a horrible loss if we didn't have some things going on. I mean, we were committed right away to trying to keep our festival community together somehow. We had been already doing these voice and musicianship classes. Those started last fall, taught by Jenny Matucci and Daniel Lockhart, and they were happening in person. They were very popular. Jenny and Daniel were heroic. I mean, they figured out within days how to do it on Zoom. And so we were able to go ahead and offer those classes in the spring. And so that went on and was very successful. And we started another round of them the second Monday of June, the next 8-week session, which includes these wonderful lunchtime lectures that are on Wednesdays at noon. It's basically Jenny and Daniel just bringing in various friends of theirs, interviewing them, playing some recordings about a variety of subjects, ranging from the art of accompaniment to the American art song to, there'll be a tribute to Stephen Sondheim on the last night on July 29th. And so that's been going on. And then we came up with these four little digital events to have during what was supposed to be our season. And we just sent out an email about those a couple days ago. And I had no idea what to expect, whether people would sign up or not, but they are signing up with so many heartwarming comments about how nice it is there'll be something, and it won't be music. You know, we don't feel like Zoom is a good enough platform for us to really produce much music on, but we wanted to give people a behind the scenes glimpse of the festival, because our mission statement says that we create an intimate community of musicians and music lovers, but we sometimes fall down on the intimate part during the season because we're just scrambling and musicians rush off at the end of the concert. There's no really good way to connect with them. So we're going to be interviewing orchestra principals on opening night and talking to Keon Murty, who put up the tent last year and would have this year. And on big band night, we're going to have the rhythm section talking about their lives as musicians. And closing night, it'll be all about our vocal music. And so we feel happy we're doing something, even though it's just a shadow of our usual selves.
Like so many canceled activities, there's a financial cost.
Our audience is about 40% from out of this area, 40 to 50. And then locals come year after year. We did an economic impact study in 2014 and found we brought about $1.5 million into the county each season between in-stays, musicians spending money, people eating at restaurants. So it's an economic hit.
Last year, ticket sales were up 20%, and the year before, 12%. So there's no telling what the economic boon might have been this year. But there are also a couple of unexpected bright spots.
I don't think the digital stuff will entirely go away. I think people have gained more comfort with it, people that never really thought they were comfortable with it. It does mean that we can have people in our classes that don't live here. And, you know, we may want to keep more going that puts us out there during the year for people that don't live here on digital platforms, even when we can do our live season. Another thing that's been gained is that Alan Pollock, our founder and artistic director, is getting his first break in 34 years. And I mean, he's actually been quite happy. He's been composing. He needed a sabbatical, and there's no way we could have ever been able to think to give him a sabbatical, but it was just imposed on us. I think that's a big plus. I know he'll come back refreshed.
For information on classes, lectures, and free activities, go to mendocinomusic.org. For KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.